that boosting vaccinations, getting schools open, and sending more money to struggling Americans.
The crisis of deep human suffering is in plain sight.
About a quarter of the money would go directly to fighting the pandemic, including expanding testing and hiring more public health workers. The rest is aimed at economic relief and aid to states and localities, a Democratic priority which the GOP has resisted. Today, Biden says he'll lay out his plan for boosting the vaccination program, describing it so far as a dismal failure. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The theme for the president-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be America United, an issue that's long been a central force for Biden, but one that's taken on added weight in the wake of the violence at the U.S. Capitol last week. In keeping with the theme of unity, the committee also announced that after he is officially inaugurated, Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and their spouses will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery. They will be joined by former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and their wives. President-elect Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it has caused. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is $400 a week in additional unemployment insurance through September, providing relief to small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. The package comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 have died from COVID-19. Britain's Supreme Court ruled Friday insurers must compensate small businesses forced into last year's initial coronavirus lockdown, potentially a total payout of $1.6 billion. The country's financial watchdog successfully appealed on behalf of the companies, arguing companies should be able to claim for the impact of last year's first COVID-19 lockdown, which ran from March to June. Venezuela will send oxygen to Brazil, where hospitals in the northern state of Amazonas will have run out of it to treat COVID-19 patients, Venezuela's foreign minister said in a tweet late Thursday. The announcement followed instructions given by President Nicolas Maduro. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro does not recognize Maduro as Venezuela's rightful president. Nearly 6,000 people have died from COVID-19 in Amazon. Diane Roberts, VOA News.